Welcome to Off Leash and Unfiltered. Trigger warning, I'm Katie Pepe, delivering the truth in dog training. Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Off Leash and Unfiltered. I'm Katie Pepe, owner of Diamond Canine Dog Training in Biddeford, Maine. And today we're talking about puppies. So I've talked about puppies, I think, a lot lately, but we just picked up a new puppy. So we have our own new puppy. And so I have puppy on the brain right now. And there's just so, it's honestly probably one of the most in-depth, it's the most, man, it's just such a vast topic. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much to talk about. There's so much to cover. There's so much you can do. There's so much opportunity that it's honestly hard not to just make the whole damn podcast about puppies. But the flip side to that is they're not puppies for that long. By the time they're 6 months old, we're treating them like an adult dog. Doesn't mean they're done growing, doesn't mean they're completely done developing. It doesn't mean, you know, any of that stuff. It just means they're now like fully formed. They're capable of, you know, changing their behavior and all that stuff. So 6 months really is where we draw the line between puppies and not puppies, from a training perspective anyway. So my e-collar programs are for dogs that are about 6 months and older, and then puppy programs are for dogs that are under 6 months, usually under 5 months even. So I want to talk about those young puppies a little bit. I want to talk about the difference between training a puppy and training an adult dog, because I do so much talking. I do so many videos and so much production on, you know, e-collar training and how to use a prong collar and how to inhibit behaviors. And this is valuable information, and that's the information most people need. But sometimes I find that then when people have been like watching this stuff and listening to this stuff, they pick up a new puppy and they think it's the same, and it's not. It's not the same. So I want to talk a little bit about what the differences are. And this was actually not just inspired by the fact that we have a new puppy right now of our own, but at my go-home session yesterday, it was for a puppy who is about 12 weeks old, maybe slightly older, but, you know, about 3 to 3.5 months old. And his owners, and rightfully so, right, because they don't know, they're asking, but they were asking about, like, leash walking, right, because I showed them like the leash walking exercises that I do with the puppies. And they are exercises. We don't just go out and walk in this long, straight, boring friggin' line where they're going to get all tuned out and just pay attention to the environment and pull me in every direction and lag behind and pull ahead. That's not what we do with puppies. Not here. So naturally, the question is, well, when will my puppy walk next to me, right? When will he be good on a leash? When will he know how to walk nicely? And this is such a huge, huge problem for so many people, or such a huge focus for so many people. And I hear it a lot, from everybody. I mean, even adult dog owners, but even puppy owners, new puppies, young puppies, that their dog pulls on the leash and they're trying to teach them to walk nicely. And I have to tell you, people spend so much time, so many hours using every stupid piece of information they can find on the internet. Again, not blaming the people, right? This is the information that's out there. This is what the authorities, quote unquote authorities, right? This is what the quote unquote experts are telling you to do. And people do it naturally. So they're out there and they're spending hours doing stuff that is completely friggin' pointless. Just, it's almost like they told you, It's almost like they're saying, like, I just wanted to see if you'd do it, right? And they're at home laughing at you. Because, you know, every time your puppy tugs on the leash, you stop. Or you make him sit. Or you turn around. I got to tell you, it ain't going to work. It's just not going to work. So, if you have a dog that's, you know, 4, 5, 6 months old, we put a prong collar on them. We teach you how to use it. You can get a beautiful walk very, very quickly. It's not nearly as harsh or aversive as people think it is. Yes, there are usually corrections involved. But you basically, you just tell your dog, no, you can't pull me. And they stop pulling you. And it's great. Now, puppies, it's not what we do. First of all, I'm not super concerned about the walk with puppies. We can do it later, like I just described. Like, they let them get a little bit older, let them get a little more mature, let them learn all the other stuff we have to teach them. And then you can say, hey, don't pull me, or there's a correction, right? Super simple, guys. And you don't need to spend, you know, 5 hours a day out there crittering around in your driveway back and forth every time the puppy pulls you. That's just stupid. Just don't even waste your time. It's such a waste of time. So we do walking exercises with them, though, and those are very short, right? So we just kind of walk back and forth, and we start teaching the puppy that if they notice we turn and they turn with us, there's a click for that immediately. And then that click is usually followed by food, right? So they go, oh, because puppies here are always working for all their food. So they become a lot more tuned in. They tend to gravitate toward watching you and keeping an eye on you anyway, and being attentive to you, which is what we all want. So just having your puppy work for their food is going to help pattern that, which is great. But then you can take that to the leash walk and start teaching them, hey, if I turn and you turn with me, you're going to get food. If I stop and you stop with me, you're going to get food, right? And that is so, so valuable. If when we're moving, you stay next to me for a few steps, there's food, right? So the timing of your click is important with that. After every 2 or 3 clicks, make sure you're feeding. Puppy should know what the clicker is, hopefully, by the time you're doing that exercise. But anyways, this isn't an episode on going in depth on that exercise specifically, but I wanted to tell you, like, I wanted to draw a picture for you of what the contrast looks like when we're dealing with a puppy versus an adult dog, right? So I have a 3-month-old puppy, and I'm walking back and forth, and I'm teaching them to watch me and turn with me and you know, walk next to me, stop and sit with me when I stop, and I'm feeding, right? And if they don't notice, well, it might be a little leash tug, and that's fine. Just get their attention back and keep going. But that's it. We're patterning what we want. We're developing pathways in the brain. We're cementing and solidifying. Can't really say cementing, but we're strengthening those pathways in the brain. Right? So it will become easier and more natural. And the younger they are when you do that, the better. It's going to help immensely. Right? But here's the thing. Their question was, so when will he walk nicely? They're like, oh, so like a year from now, he'll walk nicely. And I'm like, no. Right? And you're probably expecting me to say much sooner than that. But the truth is, he will never, most likely, he will never walk nicely if this is all you do. Never. So I don't like to gaslight people. And that's what I said. Your pup, this will never, ever, ever get you a dog that just walks nicely on a leash all the time. It won't. So I'm not one of those people that's going to tell you to just go home and work on it and be consistent and just keep working on it. And eventually, no, it won't. That's not how it works, right? But we do this with the puppy. This is our foundation. And that's all you're doing with a puppy, guys. You're not looking for perfection. They're babies. Think about building up all the things you want. Think about not just teaching them commands, but teaching them behavior and teaching them a way of going through their day and through the world where you're at the center, where they watch you and they follow you and they're interested in what you have to say and what you want them to do. And man, you can harness that by using their food for training. And you can start to really develop a certain type of relationship with the dog. And that's what you're doing with a puppy. Right? If we want to walk with a dog that's, again, 5-6 months old, I make sure I have a tool where I can correct pulling, and I just correct the pulling. So if you do this work with your puppy, it has a ton of value, but you're still going to have to do the adult dog portion of the training, which is you are going to have to tell them at some point, don't pull me. There's a consequence for pulling me. So it's an important distinction to make. And I think sometimes I'm starting to notice that people have a hard time wrapping their head around that stark contrast. Or they think that the puppy training that we're doing is going to be enough. And it's not. Let me be very clear. The training you're doing with your puppy is not going to give you a perfect dog. Like, that alone will not give you everything you want. It will not make things reliable. It just won't. It's puppy training. It's a foundation. That's it. It is not complete training. You're building what you want. You're nurturing what you want. You're focused on the relationship you're building, the attentiveness you're building. You're showing your puppy how to interact with you, how to live with you, what you want, what you want, what you want. And as they get older, you're going to start to filter in a lot more of what you don't want, what you don't want, what you don't want. Right? Pick your battles with a puppy. So I'm not correcting an 8-week-old puppy for almost anything. Okay, we brought our new puppy home. He's 9 weeks. He's a pug. He's dopey. Derpy little pug. He jumps. He whines, pulls on the leash. He'd ignore me if I called him. He's all over the big dog. Okay, and what I'm using for this, he potties in the house. Management. I'm using mostly management. So have I corrected some things? Yeah, I have a little bit, and I'm going to talk about that. But if you just take your puppy home and you turn them loose and you let them do what they want, they're going to do all kinds of stuff you don't like. And so then you only have two options. You either allow them to pattern and practice and rehearse the stuff you don't like so it becomes normal, or you have to walk around punishing them constantly. Now, how's that going to make your relationship, right? And I'm not saying punishment ruins your relationship. It absolutely does not. But you got to use your brain a little bit, folks. So it's like everybody wants like this black and white laid out for you list of yes, no, good, bad. It just isn't how it works. You got to use a little bit of logic and critical thinking here. Okay. So it's like, yeah, punishment is absolutely necessary. And honestly, it might be the most important piece of your relationship with your dog. If you don't know how to do that, you're screwed if you have a dog that does anything terrible. Okay. So punishment is fantastic. It's fine. It's great. You need it. However, you bring home an 8, 9, 10-week-old puppy and you just jump in to, you know, leash popping them, bonking them on the head, whatever your corrections are, and you're doing that all the time. That's not how I want to start out with my dog. I don't want that to be he's so young. He doesn't know anything yet, nothing at all. He's just met me, has no relationship with me, has no idea where he is or what's going on. Everything's unfamiliar. Everything's novel. Everything's exciting. And all he knows is there are these new people around and they just chase me around and bonk me, right? But that's not what we're doing. We're not doing that with a young little puppy. However, you can pick your battles, right? And you filter that in along the way. But you got to use management, guys. Like, if your puppy's chewing your furniture, chewing your shoes, all over your big dog, like, that's your fault. you know, peeing in the living room floor, your fault. Like, you need to use your management while you're doing all of this positive reinforcement training that we're talking about, and patterning all the stuff we're talking about, leash guidance, all the stuff we're talking about. So our puppy, back to what I've started correcting with our puppy, he's pretty good about settling in his kennel. And occasionally I will use a playpen because he's so tiny and so young and our weather is so cold right now. There are times where I really can't go outside with him or stay outside with him to try to get him to potty. And I hate potty pads. I don't recommend them. I tell everyone not to use them. And here I am using them. But not all the time. Just in certain situations. Especially since I suspected he might have been sick for a little while after we got him. But he seems to be doing fine. But anyway, he settles in his kennel and in his playpen pretty well. But once in a while, he has started to kind of, like, be persistent about it, right? He'll be sitting there, kind of whining. And so I have started saying no and going over, and I'll give him a firm poke right in the side, like right in the ribs. And you know what? It works, and he's quiet after, and he usually lays down and goes to sleep. That is probably my number one biggest thing at this age. He has to learn coping skills. He has to learn to shut off and settle. It is not negotiable. It cannot be any other way. This has to happen. And if we can get a puppy this young and pattern that from the beginning, fantastic. And yeah, you can do things to make it easier in the beginning if you need to, but be careful about keeping that going or even making it worse, right? So he's got some toys in his kennel and some stuff to chew on, and of course puppy's teeth and everything too, so you have to keep that in mind. Now with an adult dog, I don't usually put anything in their kennel. Sometimes I'll give them a single bone, but I like them to be still and quiet and calm and have to shut off. But you know, with a 9-week-old puppy, no, he's got stuff in his kennel. And, you know, if you put something in there to kind of keep them busy a little bit, like, that's okay. But if they finish that thing up, they get tired of it or whatever, and then they go to whining, you can't just go put another thing in their kennel to keep them busy, right? So you can't, if every time your dog pipes up that they're bored, or they want to get out, they don't want to be confined anymore, and you just go over and put something in to remedy that, do something to remedy that for them, they don't develop their own coping skills. So you want to really focus on making that a thing, right? Now, again, an adult dog, like, they usually have an e-collar on. You put them in the kennel, they whine, there's a correction. If it doesn't work, we turn it up, there's another correction. And to some people, they go, oh my God, it's awful. Dog's going to hate the crate, so mean. But it just doesn't work that way. It doesn't, because once they settle, they get to see that everything's fine in the crate. They lay there, they're calm, things are great. It's actually pretty relaxing. And then that starts to become their normal. They just go in and relax. That's what we want. Right? With a puppy, it's like, no, I'm not putting an e-collar on him. He's 9 weeks old. But, and all puppies are different. So some puppies are a lot more confident and forward and resilient, and they need a firmer tone. They need a firmer energy. Some puppies are very soft and sensitive. They're easily scared. So you're going to adjust to whatever your puppy is like. But whatever you do, it needs to be effective to get them to settle. So I'll just listen to it for a few minutes, right? But if they don't settle down, I'm going to go over and I'm going to try something to see if I can get them to knock it off and settle down. Because like I said, those coping skills are so important as a puppy. The second thing I go after with young puppies, maybe not immediately if they're 8-9 weeks old, or maybe. It depends, again, on the dog. Like, how soft are they? How confident and pushy are they? You know what I mean? So you got to look at the big picture. But like with my puppy that we just got, he tends to be very, very bitey, mouthy. Pugs don't have very big mouths, but he actually has pretty strong jaws and pretty sharp puppy teeth. And he likes to bite at your clothes and at your hands. And I've let a lot of that slide, but I've been starting now, when he bites my hands, to press down on his tongue. So he just starts to learn it's uncomfortable to bite me. Okay. As far as pestering my big dog, I just go get him and I put him away. I separate them. Eventually, I will have to punish that behavior if it doesn't stop. But right now, there's no rush for me to do that. Right? Management has to be part of your recipe. He jumps on me. I don't care. I let him jump on me. I might shoo him off. I don't nurture it, though. Right? So with puppies, it's like we're more geared toward rewarding what we want and just being careful about not rewarding what we don't want. And then I'm very, very selective about the things that I punish and how I do it. Right? So I'm not trying to scare the absolute daylights out of the puppy. But, you know, we pick our battles, and the battles we pick, we have to win. I think that's really important. Because if you don't, then you're setting yourself up for a long relationship of, I just can't change my dog's behavior. Like, that's our pattern. Dog does things I don't like, and I can't change it. And I do something, and it doesn't work. And I just accept defeat. You don't want to start that pattern. So, you know, pick one thing. You know, if your puppy's doing something that's not tolerable or that's going to really affect him negatively the rest of his life, go after that. And that's usually coping skills, like being calm in the kennel. It's huge. You know, puppy starts whining in the kennel. People go over and they talk to it, right? Even if they don't mean to. It's like, even if they're smart enough not to take the dog out of the kennel, they're still making eye contact. They're still walking over. They're saying, oh, what's your problem? Oh, poor baby. I'll take you out in a little bit or whatever, you know, that sort of thing. And that's just super, super, super rewarding and nurturing. I have to assume. Right? So no attention unless it's some kind of a consequence to try to inhibit that fussing. So super careful not to reward the things you don't like and use your management with a puppy. With an adult dog, yes, we're mostly just correcting things, right? It's like they're older now. They're more mature. They're more developed. Neurologically, they're developed. They can make the associations. They've already got a relationship with you. They already know that you're good to them. They already know that you love them. They already know that you give them food and treats. They already know that you're not a threat to them and their well-being. They already know that. So now, you know, you have an adult dog that pulls you. Tell them not to pull you. You have an adult dog that jumps on you. Tell them not to jump on you. Provide a consequence. So that's the difference, right? With puppies, it's not just about shaping behavior. It's about building a relationship and a mindset of how we go through the world, right? You also have a responsibility. On top of stopping behaviors, you have a big responsibility of teaching them about the world in general and building confidence and trust and a relationship with you, right? So we want punishment for sure. Like, actually, honestly, the earlier you can teach them what no means, the better. But you don't want to be doing that all the time. You don't want that to characterize your relationship, characterize your day. Right? And that's how we want the big picture really to look long term. Is like, things are good. They're good most of the time, right? But then once in a while, there's a moment where I have to tell you, hey, you can't do that. I have to draw a real boundary. I have to provide a consequence. And that's really what a healthy relationship should look like with your dog. But yeah, I mean, puppies are hell on wheels. Like, you'd be chasing them around correcting them constantly. Like, we're not going to do that. So there's a big difference. Big, big difference. And I want to stress, too, that even with the adult dogs, the older dogs, it's like, yeah, we correct these behaviors, but I think people think that you're doing it then all the time. And that really shouldn't happen either. Not because it's bad, but because you're just not doing it right if that happens. So in the vast majority of scenarios, if you properly punish a dog, a behavior, that behavior goes away. You shouldn't have to tell them every day or every 2 hours during the day, right? If you have to provide that correction over and over and over and over and over again, you're not doing it correctly. So, and I know I've said that before. But just completely different gears with young puppy versus adult dog. Completely different gears. Totally different focus. My focus with a puppy is not knocking out bad behaviors. That is not the focus. We will start that, but it's the tip of the iceberg, right? There's time for that later. Right now, with a puppy, lay your foundation. Teach them about food lures. Teach them about the clicker. Teach them about leash pressure. Pattern what you want. Teach them their commands. Do those walking exercises we talk about, right? And if you've got a puppy that's like a wicked biter, then go ahead, punish it, right? But when that same puppy is chewing your furniture, peeing on the floor, pestering the other dogs, that's your fault. Put them away. And then, like I said, at some point down the line, you let puppy mature a little, you let things develop a little, yeah, you will have to punish other behaviors like the ones we just mentioned. You don't have to do it right now. And if you're working with an adult dog, then you do have to do it right now. The time has come, right? They're an adult dog. They're doing these behaviors. They've already developed their view of the world, their view of you. And you're either going to correct the behavior or you're not. So just two totally different approaches, really, even though, I mean, we use lots of reinforcement and patterning with adult dogs as well. But mostly for obedience, right? It's like for manners, for bad behaviors, unwanted behaviors. No, I'm not going to waste my time reinforcing what I want because the dog needs to be told what I don't want. You know, to mature dog, tell them what you don't want. So just two different mindsets, guys, two different things happening there, really. That's it for today, guys. I could go on and on about this topic. And maybe I will. Not the next one. We'll talk about something else next time. But there's more puppy ones coming. So hopefully some of you people out there have puppy. All right, guys. Thanks for joining me today. And I look forward to next time.